And over here, the zoo, in our case, over here, and she can't bring Eidim, so for sure, Hoyo V'ein L'Koyol. Over here, nobody knew Vice Place. The Koyol didn't go out, people weren't talking, nobody remembers that at the time of the Chuppah, she was a Psula. So since by Hilchasna there's no Koyol going out, people don't talk about it like that, is this Yisrael Aruba? There's something wrong with her Reiv. So if so, that's a reason to say that maybe she was an Almana. That's why this Reiv is not called a good Reiv, because there's something wrong here, why there was no Koyol. For the Gemara, if you tell me like that, if every time a Besula gets married, like everybody knows about it, and the Koyol goes out, people start talking about it. So if so, by this case, since nobody spoke about it, there was no Koyol, so that should be evidence that for sure she was an Amana. That's like an Anansadi. So if so, Kiyosi Eidim, even if we have Eidim to say that they saw the way she went down to the Chuppah, with the hair uncovered, Mahave, like so what? We should say, Hanech Sadi Shakrininu. We should say, these Eidim are lying. If you're telling me now that every lady that gets married a Besula, there is a Koyol, so by this Chasnev, there was no Koyol, went out, nobody knew about it, so for sure she was an Amona. So that's an Anan Sadi. So how could we believe these Eidim? We shouldn't even believe the Eidim. We should say the Eidim are lying. So we're saying like this, Elo the Pshat like this, Elo Amaravina. Roiv HaNisayis Besula Yesh LaKoyol. Not that every time you get married in a Besula there's a Koyol, but Raiv, the majority of the times when a Besula gets married, there is a Koyol going out. But the zoo over here, Ho V'yein Lo Koyol, since she does not have a Koyol, it's Isla Laruba, that's all. There's just something wrong with a Raiv. But it's not like 100% she was an Amana. Because there are a minority of people that even though they got married by a Besulais, there was a no curl went out. So it could be that she was a psula. I no curl went out. It's possible. So you want to say the other way though. But let's say for sure she was a psula because rove noshim that get married, the majority of weddings are the first time. That's true. But here there's something wrong with this wedding. Since from this wedding no curl went out, there's something wrong. So therefore she doesn't have a rove to her side. She only has a tainus bari that she says she was a psula. And the husband tainus back, no, he knows for sure that you're an Amona. Therefore, she has no right to get the money. We say, Amaitse Mechaber, all over Raya. Now the Mishnah says, Im yesh leidim shiotze benuma. If she could bring proof, Eidim, that the time of the chasme, she went out, we'll see later, next blot. She went out with a special veal, or she was wearing, had a special canopy they used to make there for a Besula. So that's the proof that she was a Besula. For the Gemara, if you tell me now that she brings Eidim to Bezdin, that she was a psula, she can collect $200, mashma, she doesn't have to hand in the ksuba. Even though she doesn't hand in the ksuba, still she can collect $200. So kasher is then, let's be afraid, she'll go to this Bezdin today with the two Eidim, and she'll collect the $200. But for Hoda, maybe next week, mafkula l'ksuba, she'll take out her ksuba. Like maybe she was lying, she hid the ksuba. And she knew she'll get 200 anyway, because she has Eidim. And next week she'll go to a different Bezdin with the ksuba, by Bezdin the Gvia Bay, and she'll collect the second time another $200. Like if you're telling me now she has a right to ask for the $200 even though she doesn't have a ksuba, like here, she's only coming with Eidim. So we should be afraid that tomorrow she'll come with the ksuba to another Bezdin and collect a second time. So chur the halacha should be then maybe you don't have to pay up the money unless she gives you the ksuba. It should have been a takana that if she says she lost the ksuba, tough. I don't have to pay anything until you give me the ksuba. So Akam HaMishnah says that if she has Eidim alone, she has a right to collect the ksuba. So when it says, Amar Bavua, from here it's a proof, Amar Bavua, Zois Tamaris, from here it's a proof, Kaisvin Shaver, that the locher is, we write a receipt. If you write a receipt, whenever you pay off, so the husband has nothing to lose then. He pays up for $200 now. I, tomorrow, shall go to another Bezdin with the ksuba, but he has the receipt that he paid her up already. No, because the Havre Miner is, there's a Machlekes, the Gemara, and Bo Basra. One man, the Yomis, says, ain't Kaisvin Shaver. It's not so convenient to write a receipt. Because then the one that paid up has to hold the receipt. And if something happens, he loses the receipt, he'll be stuck, he'll have to pay again. So it's not such a good takona to write a receipt. So here we have a proof. No, we have no brayer. We have a brayer, but we see even though places that there are a star, that there is a star around, if a guy complains and says, "Pay me up," and I lost my star, we'll believe him. But if they both agree that he owes the money, you have to pay up. Now you can't say, "I'm not going to pay until you give me the star." But the locher is, you write a receipt, even though it's not so easy, because now you're going to have to hold on to your receipt. So that's the locher. You have a raya. We write receipts. We have Papa Amanora. Papa says, maybe from here there's no proof. We have Papa Amabemokim, Shein Kaisvin Ksuba Askinan. Our Mishnah is talking about a place that the Chlau, they don't write a Ksuba. There are different places. Some places they write up the Shtar Ksuba, and certain places you don't have to write up the Shtar. It's like a Tznai Bezdin. When you get married, even without writing it up, it's like it's written up. Everybody knows it's a Chiyiv Ksuba. So in such a case, there has to be a Shaver receipt. Like if you don't write a Shtar, so then when the husband has to pay up, what's going to stop the wife from collecting five times? So in such a case, everybody agrees you have to write a receipt. The only machlekes is, in a case when they write a shtar, they give you a shtar. Now the question is, can the person say, I lost the shtar, and I want you to pay me up anyway? That's the machlekes. One man yama says, nothing doing. If you lost your shtar tough, he doesn't have to pay up. The other one says, no, even though you lost the shtar, if you agree you own the money, pay up, and they'll write you a receipt. But from now, Mishnah, you have no proof to that, Shaila. Because here we're talking about in the place that they don't write a shtar at all, so them shita, you have to write a receipt. Vika the master law abraisa. Some learn this machlokes, this proof on abraisa. Says like this, abraisa says, if the ksubasa, she lost the ksuba. Or else hitmina, she hides the ksuba. Hitmina ksubasa. Or else nisrafa ksubasa, she burnt the ksuba. Now, if they danced in front of her, she has eidim that they danced in front of her by the chuppah, that they were clapping, laughing in front of her, or else we'll soon see they brought in front of her a cup of wine by a chuppah, that was a minig to do by Yabsula, oi mapesh Yabsulim, or else the minig was used to put a sheet in front of the Yabsula by the chuppah, that showed that she was Yabsula. So it's like this. If she has Edim that one of these things took place by a chuppah, even though the ksuba she lost or she burnt, the locher is tzubasa masayim, she has the right to collect $200, even though she burnt or she lost or she hid a ksuba, still it says if she has Edim that one of these things happened by a chuppah, that's a proof that she was a psula, and she deserves to collect $200. That's a brisa. So Gemara asks now, why? V'leichush, why should we be afraid? Dilma mafka edim by bezdim. Let's say she go to one bezdim with edim that she had the kais in front of her by the chuppah, and she'll collect 200 for gviya. And now the next week, v'odah mafka l'ksubasa by bezdim. Let's be afraid next week, she like, now she was only hiding a ksuba. Let's be afraid next week she'll take out a ksuba and collect a second time from another bezdim $200. For gviya bo. That's the cash we have on that price. Summer of Avura, Bavua says, Zoysameris, again, from this price it is the proof, that Koisvin Shaver, from this price it's the proof, again, that even though they wrote up a ksuba, and she says she lost it and really she's hiding it, still she has a right to collect the money? Aye, how come? What's going to stop her from doing it a second time? It has to be, there's such a takana, that whenever you pay up, even though the person lost the shtar, you have to pay him up now, and you'll get a receipt. We see that we do write receipts, and Echnami, now you're going to have to watch it and not lose the receipt. So Saraya, we write receipts. We have Papa Amano again, no, it could be we don't write receipts. In a place that the right is star, we tell you, you hold on to the star. And if you lose it tough, you can't collect. You can only collect with the star, because the other person doesn't like receipts. So Rav Papa Amar b'mokim shen kaisun ksubaskinin. I this brisa that says she could collect with Edim without the shtar is talking about a place that they don't write a ksuba. If they don't write a ksuba, then for sure you have to write receipts. It's only a question when they do write a shtar, then we say, don't pay up until you give me back the shtar. But in a place that they don't write up shtaros, then they have to write a receipt. So you want to tell me now this brisa is talking about then a place that they don't write a shtar. For tomorrow, how could that be? For if the ksubasa ktoni, it says clearly here she lost the ksuba. Mashma, they do write it, just she lost it. And the Gemara, the cost of la'iyu. We're talking about even though it's a place that they don't write the ksuba, she happened, he wrote her a ksuba. It's a special case that he wrote it for her. And for the Gemara, if so, the saif, mafkula the govi bay. So what? But if you tell me now that there is a ksuba here, again, we have to be afraid that maybe she'll collect it. So how can we make him pay up now? And the Gemara, Mayiv the Ivdabor. What does it mean she lost it? It was burnt. Not that it's time she lost it. We know for sure it was burnt. For the Mori Hochi, if so, Hainu Nisrafor. That's the case if it's burnt. It says two cases, lost and being burnt. For Yoid, Hitzimino, Maikla Meima. It says the case that she hides it. So hides it, Mashma, that she has the Ksuba. For Sue, Ivdolomali. What do you have to say the case that she lost it for? That's Mamash Hitzimino. Elo, the Pshaf from the Brace is like this. Call Ivd anytime she loses it, Ki Hitzimino, Befaneno Dami. It's like she's hiding it in front of us. Enachanami. And then, V'lo Yavinenlo. We tell her, don't let her collect the Ksuba. Calls the man, she has the Ksuba, and she only says she lost it. Or she's hiding it. We tell her, don't let her collect. Because it could be really, we don't write a shaver. We don't write receipts. So in a place that you have Yishtar, we're not going to let you collect until you give Yishtar. Ad until the Yamri Yedim, you can have Edim that tell us, Nisrafok Subasa. If you have Edim that say the Ksuba was burnt up, then we'll let you collect with the Edim. Because then we're not afraid you'll come to collect the second time. Or Anokhmo, if we know the Shtar was burnt up, now there's no way she can collect. So then we'll be Mekel to write a receipt. But it could be, Kozumar, we have a Shtar, we don't write receipts. So Gemara says, Man di Mastin la Brais, the one that says there's no proof in this Brais, Kol Shchena Maslitsin. For sure there's no proof in the Mishnah, we could answer the Mishnah very good. Of a man, the master of Maslisin, the one that brought the proof from our Mishnah of a Braisa loy, but the Braisa he agrees from the Braisa was a good proof that you always have to write receipts. Why? Kikushya, because of all those kashes, it's mashma clearly, there is a ksuba there. It says she lost it, she hid it. Mashma is talking about a place where there was a ksuba. And still we say she can collect without a ksuba. Aye, why are we afraid to collect a second time? So from the Braisa, there would be a proof that we hold you always have to write a receipt. So if you have to write a receipt, it don't make enough kumini if she has a ksuba or not, even if she lost the ksuba. If she has Edim that she deserves $200, the husband will have to pay her, and later he'll receive a receipt. If he gets a receipt, she can't collect the second time. Right, the Mishnah then says, "In Yesh Edim, she has Edim, she went out Benuma." Again, throughout the Gemara of Aleichas, let's be afraid. Doma mafka edi enuma b'hai bezdin v'gviya. She'll bring these edim to one bezdin that she was a psula and she collect $200. V'odo mafka edi enuma b'aydin achrina. And then she'll go to a second bezdin and collect again $200. Or gviya. Like, why don't you be afraid with the edim? She'll get two different pair of edim and go to two different bezdins. There it is again. B'makim d'layevsha. Like, so the Mishnah is talking about a case where we don't write ksubis. So in a place where you don't write a ksuba, there's no way out. Vade kasvin and shaver. When you have no other way out, then for sure that the corner is, you have to write a receipt. So mainly here, where she doesn't have a ksuba, if she'll come with Edim that she was a psula, she'll collect the $200, but she has to give back a receipt. If the husband has a receipt, he has nothing to lose, she can't collect the second time. Now the Braisa said, what was the simonim that she was a psula by the chuppah? Heviru lefnei kreshul psura. They used to bring in front of her a cup of basura that we say things over the cup. For the Gemara, my kaiso basura. What do you mean a cup that we say things or like telling us that she's a psula? What type of cup? Omer avada marava kais yain shel truma. Marviru lefnei. We used to bring in front of a kala that was a psula a cup of wine from truma. Kalaima, what does it mean to say? Ruya haisa zu lecha betruma. In other words, she's a psula, she didn't live with a man before, she didn't have znus, she's allowed to eat truma. For the Gemara, maskula rapapa, otu amona mila yochla betruma. Like, what does the God do with us? We're mesupik whether she was married once before or not. Maybe she's an amona. If she was married before to a husband, and she's a bula, and the husband died, she's allowed to marry a kai now, she's allowed to eat truma. So what's the proof, the fact we're giving her now a cup of wine in front of a truma, like saying that she's a psula? What's the proof she's a psula? She could be an almona, that's also a lot of truma. Ellis like this, we say like this in front of them. Zu racious, kitruma racious. She means this is the first time she's getting married. This is the first time she's living with a man, this kala, kitruma racious. Just like truma is the first thing you take off from the tevil. That's what we mean to say. We bring a cup of truma, like to say, just like truma is the first thing taken off, who are the indecision, she's a psula, the first time she's getting married, living with a man. Tanya Reb Yehuda Oimer, that the meaning was like this. Chob Yeshayin Mavrin Lefner. They used to bring a barrel of wine in front of the Kala. And Omer Avada Barava. Vesula, if the Kala was the Psula the first time, Mavrin Lefner Stuma. Used to be the closed barrel. That was the meaning. So everybody like Shino, she's a Psula. And there were Edim that saw it. So there'll be a shadow later on how much Chsubra is. Everybody will know she deserves $200. Bula. Let's say the Kala is a Bula. She lived with a man before. So then she only deserves to get $100. So the minig was, Mavir and Lefneh Psucha. They used to bring a barrel of wine that was opened. So Edim, everybody knew like she's a Bula. So there'll be a shadow later. How much does she get? There'll be Edim. She only gets $100. For the Gemara, like Amai, why do you go so far to do like this, like to embarrass the Lechura? Never kami besula, the kami bula le never. The better the corner would be is if the kala is a besula, good, then we'll bring a barrel of wine in front of her. Let everybody know she's a besula. But on the side that she was a bula, that the corner should be, don't bring a barrel at all. Instead of making an open barrel to embarrassing her, don't let there be a barrel at all. That's a better way. So Mar says, no, that's no good. Why? Because Zimnin, what can happen later on, again, future years, 20 years later, the husband gives her a get, and it's a shalat about a ksuba now. So sometimes the Tafsi Masayim, she's going to grab $200 from husband. For Yomer, she's going to say, Yano b'sula avoy. Yishno, by the chup, I was a b'sula. I deserve to get $200. And he's going to say, no, you're an amona. So he says, listen, if you're right, you're a besula, bring me Edim. How come you can't bring me Edim? They're about the barrel of wine. See, if the takana was that by an amana, all they did was they didn't have a barrel of wine at all, she'll say like this. She'll say, really, she was a besula. I, by my chasna, how come I have no Edim? They brought a barrel of wine in front of me. I'll tell you, and then this happened. Punk the day of my chasna, the guy got sick, they're supposed to bring the barrel of wine. See, if the only minig of an amona was not to bring at all, it could be, even though she was really an amona, she could lie to us. She'll say she was a psula. Aye, how come there's no barrel of wine? Something happened, the guy couldn't bring it that day. But now that the corner is, that if she's an amona, we bring an open barrel, so there'll always be Edim there knowing exactly what happens. If the barrel is closed, everybody knows she's a psula. If the barrel is open, everybody will know she's an amona. So if that was the minig, then she can't lie. So that's why it's better to have it that way. Tana Rabbon, Ketzad Meraklin Lefnei HaKala. You go to a chasna, how are you supposed to dance in front of the kala? So Rashi yids, Ma Oimrim Lefnei, what do you say in front of her? Like really, Bechon Yes Tekasha. When you eat a simcha by a chasna, really a simchas chosin. We have Maran Brocha says, you're supposed to do Samech the Chosin. That's the Ikra the Simcha. He says, because the Chosin is Mitzvah to have children for Revu, so the Ikra Simcha is supposed to be by the Chosin. Sakon the Gemara says, Loshin of Ketzim Rakhna Fnei Akala. What about in front of the Chosin? What's that, but how do you dance in front of the Kala? So he wants to answer, like Rashi says, it means, what do we say in front of her? In other words, what we're trying to do really is to make the Chosin happy. If you say nice things about his kala, that makes him feel happy. So really what we're trying to do is make the chosin happy. How do you make him happy? By saying nice things about his kala in front of him, that makes him feel happy. Therefore, Ketzer, what are we supposed to say in front of the kala? The Rashi says, Lav davka, what do we dance? I mean, even when we're dancing, we said things. What do we say? So, Beisham, my